And that is? It's a rocket array. The launches are the fixed points. The lines are the power cables to control the launch. His finger moved across the picture. And you see, there's another array here, and a third here. The three arrays form a triangle, approximately 5 miles on each side. Evans could see it. Three separate spider webs, set in clearings in the forest. Three rocket arrays. Yes, we know they have purchased 500 solid-state rockets. The rockets themselves are quite small. Close analysis of the picture elements indicates that the launches are 4 to 6 inches in diameter, which means the rockets are capable of going up about 1,000 feet or so. Not more than that. Each array has about 50 rockets wired together, probably not set to fire at the same time. And you notice the launches are placed quite far apart. But for what purpose? Evans said. These things are out in the middle of nowhere. They shoot up 1,000 feet and then fall back down. Is that it? What's the point of that? We don't know, Sun Jiang said. But we have another clue. The picture you're holding in your hands was taken yesterday, but here is a picture from a flyby this morning. He handed Evans a second picture, showing the same terrain. The spider webs were gone. What happened? Evans said. They packed up and left. You see, in the first picture, there are vans parked at the edge of the clearings. Apparently, they just put everything in the vans and moved. Because they were spotted? It's unlikely they know they were spotted. Then what? We think they had to move to a more favorable setting. More favorable for what? Evans said. What's going on? It may be significant, Sun Jiang said, that at the time they purchased the rockets, they also purchased 150 kilometers of microfilament wire. He was nodding to Evans, as if that was supposed to explain everything. 150 kilometers? Sun Jiang flicked his eyes toward the helicopter pilot and shook his head. We can go into it in greater detail later on, Peter. And then he looked out the window. Evans stared out the opposite window. He saw mile after mile of eroded desert landscape, cliffs brown with streaks of orange and red. The helicopter rumbled northward. He could see the helicopter's shadow racing over the sand, distorted, twisted, then recognizable again. Rockets, he thought. Sun Jiang had given him this information as if he were supposed to figure it out on his own. 500 rockets. Groups of 50 launchers set widely apart. 150 kilometers of microfilament wire. Perhaps that was supposed to mean something, but Peter Evans didn't have the faintest idea what it could possibly be. Groups of small rockets. For what? Microfilament? For what? In his head, it was easy enough to calculate that if this microfilament was attached to the rockets, each rocket would have about 1/3 of a kilometer of wire, and 1/3 of a kilometer was roughly 1,000 feet, which was how high Sun Jiang said the rockets could go anyway. So these rockets were flying 1,000 feet into the air, dragging a microfilament wire behind them? What was the point of that? Or was the wire intended to be used to retrieve them later on? But no, he thought, that couldn't be. The rockets would fall back into the forest, and any microfilament would snap. And why were the rockets spaced widely apart? If they were only a few inches in diameter, couldn't they be packed closer together? He seemed to recall that the military had rocket launchers where the rockets were so close together the fins almost touched. So why should these rockets be far apart? A rocket flies up, dragging a thin wire, and it gets to 1,000 feet And what? Perhaps he thought there was some instrumentation in the nose of each rocket. The wire was a way to transmit information back to the ground. But what instrumentation? What was the point of all this? He glanced back at Sanjong, who was now hunched over another photograph. What are you doing? Trying to figure out where they've gone. Evans frowned as he saw the picture in Sanjong's hand. It was a satellite weather map. Sanjong was holding a weather map. Did all this have to do with weather?